Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Keith Hofer, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live at I-10 Wired, and I've got Jenny Clark, who just happened to wander into our booth this morning. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I had no idea I'd be on the radio this
morning. Yeah, and here you are.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, let's talk about what brings you to I-10 and eventually how you got into the booth here with us. But you're with Solvability.
Right.
Right? Okay, so tell us what Solvability is.
Solvability works exclusively with small defense contractors. I show them how to set up their accounting systems because they got to pass audits before they can even talk to some of these larger companies
sure.
about how to get into federal work.
Very cool. And you guys are out of Tampa?
I am out of Tampa. I'm actually from Gulf Breeze. So I come
are
up
you?
Here for this. This is my third time to be at the summit, but my mom's up here. So, you know, between picking her up after bridge and going to the I-10 summit, that's what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a high five because I'm a breezer too.
All right. Go Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. Cetacea. Yeah, right. So let's talk about, I mean, obviously this is hometown, so you've got some ties here, but what brings you into I-10? What?
The main thing is when I started to see what was going on this coast with activity where they pulled together Mobile and Pensacola and the Eglin area and all the way over to Panama City, I just thought the concept was so good of having these smaller organizations working together. And every time I come, it's bigger, there's more people,
yeah.
there's more initiative. I've also seen these companies that might have been one or two people at an earlier conference, and now they've got a pretty good crew,
yeah.
so it's great for our economic growth.
Yeah, we were just talking to Digital Boardwalk earlier, and I remember when it was one guy, and now
yeah.
it's like five or six. So, you know, a huge growth happening here on the Gulf Coast, and obviously it's been enough to bring you up from Tampa.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're most excited to see today?
Mainly what I want to hear about is the cyber track. I went to a conference in Melbourne just a couple weeks ago where they're talking about unmanned vehicles.
Yeah.
So those are the marine systems. They're also obviously the little drones and copters and things like that. But I talked to one of the guys that's a leader in that. He said it's not about the vehicles at this point. What we need to be looking at is how are we going to collect and use and manage that data, because the data is what we're going after.
Right, sure.
And so it's so important to me to hear what some of the leaders talk about with the cybersecurity and the other areas, because that's where the growth is. I feel like I'm back to where was Florida before the railroads and air conditioning?
Yeah,
this is a great opportunity, and I just love being around this community and seeing what's going on.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So as you were sort of stumbling into my booth, you kind of looked around and said, well, I'm doing a podcast, right?
Right.
So let's talk about that, because this has been sort of a new thing for me, and I really enjoyed it. So, I'm finding more and more new people that are like, oh, yeah, I would totally want to do this. Or
yeah.
So what's your podcast?
Well, my podcast is going to be called I4GovCon, and I want to use that to also support other activities like a summit, something along that. But my idea is when I go across the state of Florida, I see so many companies that are doing a little bit of federal work to get started, but that creates so many jobs and so much technology activity. So I4GovCon is really to connect that community, starting with Tampa, Orlando, and the Space Coast. But, you know, I-4 is a pretty broad corridor.
Yeah.
And I would love to see it include this I-10 community all the way across to Jacksonville. What's going on in the state of Florida is we have a huge emphasis on the military, and we have veterans that are leaving the military and looking for jobs. And they need to know about this. This is a room full of future employers as well.
Yeah, sure.
It costs them too much to find those recruits.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a better way that we gather together and create better connections among our community.
Well, and would it be right to say that a lot of our veterans are getting that training in whatever branch of the service that they're in? So they're almost ahead of the game already, right?
Oh, absolutely. What they're running into is they don't have the certifications, although they have learned it. They have to go through additional formal training to learn something they've already
sure.
been fully trained on. And I think there are a number of these organizations that are trying to find ways around that. But I want them in our community. I want them to be people that we can rely on to help build this economic engine we've got going.
Very neat. Well, I'm going to say I think fate put us in the path today, because we'll have to talk about some podcast stuff when we're done here. But for anyone that wants to get in touch with you or find out more about your company or even your podcast, where do we send them to?
Have them go to solvability.com, and that's SOLV, no E. and the word ability, and be glad to connect with anybody. I'm also out on LinkedIn a lot, so looking forward to meeting some more people through this. Yeah. So thanks for putting me on the show.
Hi, thanks for stumbling into our booth. So again, Jenny Clark with Solvability. I want to thank you for coming on, and you know, I'm going to have to find your What I'm drawing a blank now.
My podcast.
Your podcast. That's
well, it's
it.
Not there yet, but we've committed. We're going to try to put it on in December.
Okay.
So, you know, at least I can get something done in 2015 that I started to do.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm committed now.
One goal accomplished.
Right,
so,
right.
Well, again, thanks for stopping by here. And this has been Keith Over at Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live at I-10 Wired.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.